travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
Now, January is traditionally a month for looking at holidays. So what's new in travel? What trends lie in store? What sales are underway? Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor, joins me on the line. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you keeping?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, let's talk about new flights for 2025. What can we expect?
You are going to see the full summer schedules from Aer Lingus and Ryanair shortly, but we do have wind of several new routes, and they range from Madeira. Ryanair is going to fly direct from Shannon to Madeira this summer. It already flies from Dublin, so that's a nice little sun holiday option. It's about 3.5 hour flight, so closer than the Canaries. Aer Lingus is adding to its long haul routes Nashville and Indianapolis. It's going to do both of those on its single aisle A321neo planes. And then it's also added two new routes from Cork to Bilbao and Bordeaux. I'd expect to see a couple more in this month coming online. And just a tip for your listeners, new routes in the first couple of weeks and months of their operation, because they're not that well known and they're just, the airlines are trialing them in some cases, you can tend to get better rates on them. So always worth a look there.
Now, New York, always a great place to visit, but especially so in 2025.
I don't think I ever need an excuse to go and see New York, but I found a good one for this year. It's the 400th anniversary of the founding and the unity of the city. I had no idea, but there you go. And there's loads happening, as you can imagine, commemorative events and so on. But there's also a lot going on in Manhattan itself. One Times Square is being turned into a visitor center with a view deck, museum and immersive experiences. There's lots of new hotels opening. One of the most interesting is a reopening, and that's the really extravagant Waldorf Astoria. It's kind of one of New York's iconic hotels, and loads of other stuff. I was looking at the listings for Broadway, for instance, and one of the shows coming up this year is Waiting for Godot, which we all know, starring Bill and Ted. I don't know if you remember the movie, but that's Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. It was a famously kind of dumb comedy in the 1990s. So that'll be interesting to see what they do with Beckett.
Now, if you fancy an active holiday in the Balearics, they're making way for you.
Yeah, they are. The background to this is islands like Ibiza and Mallorca are struggling with over-tourism, particularly in the summer months. And they're looking for ways to spread visits outside of peak season and outside of the pinch point resorts. And a couple of ways they've come up with include cycling and walking. And so interesting to see this year that Ibiza is opening 7 new hiking routes. And they range in length from 10 km to 50 km. Now, I don't speak Spanish, forgive me for this, but they're called the Pequeños Recorridos, which literally translates as small routes. And then Mallorca, which has been adding hiking trails and people will know it as a popular cycling destination too, is adding a longer route, 104 km, East Mallorca, GR226, its route's called. And that's split over 4 stages. So something like, if you've ever done the last 110 km of the Camino, you'll know that you can split that over several days and make it the whole focus of a week's break.
Now, I love trains. I've had not too many exotic train journeys, but I love travelling by train. It's just the pace is right and it's generally not that crammed. We have some interesting trains.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the romance of it. I remember I did do a luxury train trip in Europe several years ago, and I was dismayed to find, I found it hard to sleep because I had this vision of it just, you know, you're in this romantic era of travel and you're passing with the countryside going by outside and you just drift off. But the actual clunkety clunk of the tracks kept me awake, but it certainly helps having a double bed or, you know, that kind of level of comfort in your own shower. And in Britain this year, there's going to be a new train called the Britannic Explorer. It's by Belmont, which are one of these sort of uber luxury holiday companies in the world. I don't know if you remember, there was a train in Ireland for a period before the pandemic called the Grand Hibernian. Mm-hmm. Its carriages have now been repurposed as this luxury train that's going to do itineraries in England and Wales, including Cornwall. So it's got 18 suites, fine dining, a spa treatment room. Michelin star chef Simon Rogan is behind the cuisine. And I'm going to counterbalance this with a budget suggestion next, Pat, but the rates are from £11,000 for two people sharing for three nights.
Wow.
That's the Britannic Explorer. But just now, collect yourselves and pick yourself up off the floor. Overnight trains don't have to break the bank. There's something of a revolution going on at the lower end of the market too in Europe, companies like Nightjet or European Sleeper. And there's a new route coming from European Sleeper from Brussels to Venice this year, for example, with tickets from €99. Now, you're not going to have your own
Shower
cabin on those. No, you're going to, you're talking bunks, but it's still, it's a more sustainable way to travel. There is a certain romance to it. And if you're particularly intrepid, you could say that it cuts out the need for a hotel if you're traveling overnight too.
Now, I see there's a train mentioned in the next section on hot hotels, and yeah, the Glenlow Abbey Hotel in its own way has a train.
It does. It's a five-star hotel in Galway, and just at this little platform out the back, obviously the rails don't go anywhere, but there are two carriages that actually served on the Orient Express back in the day. It's absolutely gorgeous. It had gotten a little old and fusty, but it's getting a big reboot. It's got a purpose-made kitchen, and after that dramatic overhaul, it's going to reopen in April. And it's got an ambitious chef at the helm. I wouldn't be surprised if they start talking about aiming for Michelin stars. But so that's one example of sort of hotel news this year. Probably the biggest new opening of the year will be Dunluce Lodge. That's another five-star opening in Portrush, County Antrim. As you may know, the British Open is back in Portrush this July. And so this is a suite-only hotel. It's a €20 million investment on the Causeway Coast with its own private lodge. And it's right on the fourth fairway at Royal Portrush. It'll open in February. I'll be there, so I'll let you know what it's like afterwards.
Now, another opening, and does Orlando need another theme park? It's got one.
Florida, it's after New York, Chicago, Boston. It's definitely the most popular sun holiday destination in the States for Irish people. And the theme parks are a huge part of this. Universal Epic Universe is opening in May, 50 new attractions, including a full-scale recreation of the Ministry of Magic from Harry Potter. But another reason I put Florida on the list this year is that it's going to be a big year for the so-called Space Coast. NASA is hoping to send humans back to the moon for the first time in over 50 years in April, currently scheduled. But as you know, these things can change. And it's Artemis 2 mission and Kennedy Space Center, where you can go and watch launches and actually meet astronauts, as well as seeing all the artifacts like old space suits and ships and that sort of thing, has a new viewing area called the Gantry, and that's opening this year as well. So if you were thinking of twinning the theme parks or even doing a totally different trip to Florida and taking a space theme, I think this is a good year to do it.
Now, there are a couple of, I suppose, innovations in travel. People using AI to plan their trips.
Yeah, I'm a slow adopter on this. I have ChatGPT on my phone. Every now and then I'll ask it a voice query and I'll kind of go, it's getting a little bit better. But I do feel like 2025 could be the year that we start moving those apps to the front of our phones, the front page, and that we start using them to plan our trips in earnest. Now, there's lots of reports out on people adopting these and using them for search. So, for instance, you're going to Florida, you might say, what can I do on the Space Coast? Or tell me a good recommendation for a hotel near the Kennedy Center or whatnot. And even in Ireland, Tourism Ireland is saying it's starting to see visitors coming saying, oh, we found you on ChatGPT. To activity providers are hearing these kinds of things. It'll be interesting to see if we actually start trusting it with our bookings and so on. And Aer Lingus has an interesting piece of research in this week. One in five of us have used tools like ChatGPT to plan holidays. 11% more of us plan to do this year. But I'm not surprised at this piece of the info, that younger generations are the earlier adopters. 18 to 24 year olds, 29% have used it. And 25 to 34 year olds, say 33%. That actually tallies with the number of people who say they use platforms like TikTok and Instagram when they're inspired by or booking holidays. I think 2025, you're really going to see an acceleration in that.
Okay, now I want to talk about nocto tourism. What's that?
You'll know from talking to me over the years that travel loves its buzzwords, and particularly portmanteau words where you're combining two, like pleasure, being a blend of business and leisure, just as an example. So nocturism is blending nocturnal and tourism, and it describes trips taking in things like the Northern Lights or stargazing or eclipses. And there's four eclipses due in 2025. Now, you'll see places like Iceland, like Tromsø in Norway, come up when people are talking about Northern Lights and stargazing and so on. But did you know that there are actually three different dark sky areas in Ireland? There's dark sky parks in Mayo in County Tyrone. There's actually an observatory you can visit there, and a dark reserve in Kerry. And there are a small but slowly growing number of activity providers who do things like full moon walks or stargazing safaris and storytelling after dark. Now, it's like with wildlife, you have to put in the proviso here that it's always going to be weather dependent when you're booking these kinds of things. But tour operators are saying it's a growing trend. And it ties in, I suppose, with slow tourism and people looking for wildlife experiences too.
Now, we must talk about the January sales. Have they begun yet?
Oh, they're well underway, Pat. Yeah, you don't see the queues out on the high street like you used to a generation ago, but they're definitely happening, and mostly online. Any travel agent or tour operator you go to, you visit at the moment, and on the front page at the top, there'll be a link to their special offers or their discount codes. A couple of quick examples for you. Aer Lingus has a sale to January 20th with US flights from 179 each way. Now, bear in mind, they are you have to book them as part of a return trip, and the dates will be limited. Ryanair has a sale. Air Transat has Dublin-Toronto. It's saying from 389 return for travel in summer. Club Med has up to 15% off its all-inclusive holidays. It's been making it's been pushing back into the Irish market with its holidays recently. It's got resorts on the Costa del Sol as well as the Alps all over Europe. Travel Department, another Irish company, has €100 per person off holidays of 7 to 13 days if you use the discount code SAVE100. And then lots of companies will do, if they don't have an outright discount code or a sale like that, will offer low booking deposits or free child places or installments at this stage.
Great stuff. Paul O'Connella, Irish Independent Travel Editor, thank you very much for joining us.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.